The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Welcome to Hour 2 again, 1-866-233-0747. Let's get right over to this, friends, because there's much to talk about. Over the last couple days, I've been getting emails from the people, listeners, readers, so on and so forth, asking the question, Bradley, you know, my pastor told me that he wasn't supposed to be involved with politics. Really? Because I'm trying to figure out where in the heck, you know what, I think some of these people, and it's purpose, by the way, they're purposely standing down when they should stand up because they're cowards is really what it comes down to. And I'm not saying that to be demeaning. I'm not at all. It's true. I've seen it 100 times. Stephanie, my gosh, how many times have we seen this? It sickens me.
So many times.
It's feminism.
Yep.
Spinelessism. I like that. Did you like that ism?
Spinelessism. Cowardism.
Yeah. It's pathetic.
Lack of love.
And whenever it's time to take a stand, guess what? They don't.
Right.
And then we wonder, again, friends, you know, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for everything, right? And that's exactly why we're at today. But in saying that, let's get to the facts, because it's time to light a candle and lead the way rather than turn around and curse the darkness. They're already doing it to themselves, folks. You know, Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind. They'll all end up in the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why they're in the ditch. You wonder why they don't have a care for kids in public schools. You wonder why less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances going through these people to the young people. That shows you their heart for the young people, friends.
Okay.
They don't care. They care about their building projects. They care about their brand new pews and their brand new carpet and their air conditioning.
And you can see that in the fruit of their children.
Oh, my goodness. Totally. And how many times have we seen that?
Right.
And I wouldn't speak that over their children at all. I'm just saying that that's what we have seen across the land. But let's get to it, friends, because it seems that every time someone such as myself attempts to encourage or edify or to exhort our brothers and our sisters to resist an unconstitutional or otherwise reprehensible government policy, we hear the retort from these people, but what about Romans chapter 13? We Christians are supposed to submit to government no matter what they do, any government. Just read your Bible and leave me alone, or words to that effect. Now, folks, no doubt some who use this argument are sincere. Rare as hen's teeth, friends. But they're only repeating what they've heard because they haven't taken the time to read their own Bibles, so therefore they listen to the spineless one from the pulpit and other religious leaders, and they've listened to what they have said rather than what the Word says. But on the other hand, let's be honest enough to admit that some who have used this argument are just, like I said, they're lazy, pathetic, or apathetic, and let me put the word pathetic in there as well, and indifferent. Romans 13 is their escape from responsibility. And folks, I suspect that this is the much larger group, by the way. And nevertheless, for the benefit of those who are sincere but obviously misinformed, those are the ones I'm speaking to, let's briefly examine Romans chapter 13. What I'll do is I'll give you the quote from Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7 from the Authorized King James Version. Okay, now listen carefully because you're going to get this right away. It'll be like someone turned a light on for you. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but God. The powers that are be ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. I go on. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. So in other words, what you're hearing from your pulpits, friends, is that for some reason these rulers, they're not to be a terror to good works, but to the evil. Is that what you're seeing? Or are you seeing these rulers be a terror to those that are doing good works and actually promoting and rewarding those that are doing evil? That's what you're seeing in the latter. Scripture goes on, wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, not bad. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth the sword not in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Let me ask you something, friends. Where are those rulers deriving their powers from? They're deriving their powers from the consent of we the people. Are you giving them the power to be evil? Because if not, then why are you not correcting their evil because you're good? They work for us. We do not work for them. Okay? I go on. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. That means with knowledge. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Let me say this, friends. If you look at what's going on in America today, you are actually funding your own demise because of corrupt government that the church has allowed. They're reallocating your monies illegally, and what are they doing? They're reallocating them to organizations in America to actually destroy you rather than to build you up. Is that God ordained? Is that government's purpose, Mr. Preacher, who said you're not supposed to be involved in politics? Absolutely not. Are you not to be involved in politics when a government sanctions murder, Mr. Preacher? Are you not to be involved in the moral issues of society and maintaining and magnifying God's moral law against the crimes of those that refuse to submit to his authority? Absolutely, you are responsible for it. Are you not responsible for government sanctioning two men marrying each other and two women marrying each other? If that wasn't the case, then why did churches all across America that were doing the job, and I talk about the church that is the true church, why did they stand up and protest? Where were you? You were preaching to your congregation that they should have nothing to do with it. Well, if they don't have anything to do with it, do you think for some reason when that fire spreads that it's not also going to burn your congregation and you yourself? Of course it is. Read Isaiah 42. How foolish. How backwards can one be? I mean, you people, and I'm talking about the preachers that withhold the commandments of God, rather than proclaim his word, you're guilty as hell, and you will pay the piper sooner or later. But the sad part about it is you have people that are foolish enough and scripturally illiterate to actually believe how reprobate you truly are. You profess that you know God, but in works you deny him. You're a reprobate, and on every good work you're a complete reprobate. You hold men's esteem higher than God's glory because you don't want to offend anybody. And I'll tell you why you don't want to offend anybody is because you care more about what people will think about you than what they think about the Christ that died on the cross for your sins. It's about you. It's not about the people. Because if it was really about the people, then you're selfless. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Where's the love, Mr. Preacher? You are the greatest advocate to the abortion industry in this country because over 4,000 babies a day are murdered while you remain silent. Men marry men. By the way, it has nothing to do with that. Women marry women as they upend your sovereignty, and you stand back and try to teach your congregation that it's not your responsibility. You know what I say? God damn you. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice, because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people, so I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is, and you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, we just had one of our friends call in from Michigan. And for those that don't understand, I'm not backtracking whatsoever.
No.
To Jesus woed the Pharisees. And when he was woeing the Pharisees, look the word up, he was literally damning them. So when I'm saying God damn them who withhold God's word, that's what's happening. Damn them. It's not a curse word. No, it's not an expletive.
It's a scriptural context. And I wanted to explain that scriptural context for those of you who may not understand. If you go to Matthew 23 and look how Jesus spoke to the scribes and the Pharisees, you'll see just a little hint of what we're saying here. If you go to Matthew 23, verse 13, he says, "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees."
Damning them.
Woe means the equivalent of God damning them to hell, okay? "Scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye set up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees." He's speaking to the religious leaders of the day. "Hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation." And then if you skip up to verse 23, he says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith." He said, "These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone." And then if you skip down to verse 29, speaking of prophets and prophetic words, he said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous." So basically, once they're safely dead, you can praise them in all their methods, but you don't put anything into practice yourselves. In fact, you're causing other people to be twice as much the sons of hell as you are because you don't practice what you preach. So when Christ is literally damning them by woeing them, that's
it
exactly in scriptural
context. Webster's 1828, tribulus, a full of trouble or disorder, tumultuous, full of affliction, so on and so forth. That's what it brought up. But it's interesting that, if this would have been a secular or conservative radio show, nobody would have called in. Nobody would have said anything about it. I could have said the F word. Nobody would have said anything about it. I could have used some sexual gesture. Nobody would have said anything about it. But because we're preaching against sin, well, you better clarify yourself there, brother. Let's go on here. Okay. When we look at scripture and we see that those that are appointed are ministers of God to thee for good. And then it goes on in Romans 13, but if thou shalt do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Okay? He goes on and on and on. See, this is where answering those that have actually sent forth the questions, my pastor told me I'm not supposed to be, you know, involved in politics. Baloney. You know what? The evil aren't they?
Right.
Are you to do nothing about the evil that are in politics because the professed church has allowed it to go this far? Again, let me ask you something, friends, and the preachers that are appointed to listen to me today, then why is it that they put their hand on the Bible and swear to God and man that they'll uphold the Constitution, swearing an oath before God and man, swearing to uphold the Constitution, the enumerated laws of our constitutional republic? So help me God. I'll tell you why they do it, because they're stupid on purpose. They're afraid. They fear more the face of man than they do the face of God. And yet it was Jesus in actually Luke 12, verse 4, where he actually said that you are to fear God,
yep,
not the face of man.
Yeah, he says in Luke 12:4, and I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed the hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him.
Yeah, I remember, I'm just thinking about this right now. I don't know why, but this is coming back to me right now. It's interesting. Do you remember when Bono said on national TV, the singer from U2, he said the F word? Do you remember when Janet Jackson accidentally, supposedly dropped her shirt for the world to
yeah.
see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever happened to those guys?
Right.
Everybody got a kick out of that, didn't they?
Right.
It's okay for a politician to slip the F word right behind the president of the United States, but who cares on a hot mic, right? I didn't hear anybody give them a call. No, I'm preaching against sin, friends. I'm not preaching the advocation of it. I'm not enabling people. No, it's the government's purpose, by the way, said John Adams, to restrain men from sin, to violate moral law. What's the purpose of government when a judge sits there and the rules according to what? What is their verdict? What does it make reference to? God's moral law. The dude's in there for killing. God said, thou shalt not kill. The judge says, well, you can't have the Bible in this case. He's the one that told you in the first place that he couldn't kill. And as a matter of fact, if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have a position in government in the first place. My goodness, friends. This is what I want you to do really quick. This is what people love to omit. And for some reason, they strain at the gnat and swallow the big, fat, stinking camel. When you go to Romans 12:21, it says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good before you actually bring forth that scripture reference in Romans 13. Now what? We're to overcome evil with good. We're not to be overcome by evil. But these professors from the pulpits are telling you, no, it's okay to be overcome with evil. And it's baloney, friends. Complete baloney. Folks, let me ask you a question. If the president decided to resurrect the old monarchical custom of the law of first night, that was the old medieval custom when the king claimed the right to sleep with a subject's bride on the first night of their marriage. Would our Christian brothers and sisters sheepishly say, Romans 13 says we must submit to government? See, it's okay as long as it happens to everybody else, but when it hits my family, then it means something. Then people begin to preach, which they should have preached from the pulpit in the first place. But they have to wait for it to hit home, right? Well, I would answer that question and say, no way. Would any of us respect any man who would submit to such a law? Friends, there's limits to authority. A father has authority in his home, but does that give him power to abuse his wife and his children? Of course not. An employer has authority on the job, but does that give him power to control the private lives of his employees? Absolutely not. An apostle has overseer authority in the church, but does that give him power to tell his ministers in his church how to run their businesses? Of course not. All human authority is limited in nature. So no man is or has unlimited authority over the lives of other men. Lordship and sovereignty is the exclusive domain of Jesus Christ. So by the same token, a civil magistrate has authority in civil matters, but his authority is limited and defined. So when you observe that Romans chapter 13 clearly limits the authority of civil government by strictly defining its purposes, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil, for he is the minister of God to thee for good, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth. Notice that civil government must not be a terror to good works. Who has defined good? Who has defined evil? God has, our Creator. Laws of nature, and nature's God. Civil government is a minister of God to thee for good. It is not a minister of God for evil. It does not have a lawful authority to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. Unlawful. May look like law, have the color of law, may even smell like law, friends, but it's not law. It's tyrannical. Just ask the 57 million babies that have been murdered who understand exactly what I'm saying. I love this. Did Moses violate God's principle of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrew? Nope. Did Elijah violate God's principles of submission to authority when he openly challenged the king Ahab and his wife Jezebel, that devil? Nope. Did David violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to surrender to Saul's troops? Absolutely not. Did Daniel violate God's principles of submission to authority when he disobeyed the king's law to not pray audibly to God? Absolutely not. Did the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, did they violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to bow to the image of the state? Absolutely not. You don't bow, you don't burn, the fourth man shows up in the fire. See, this is what the preachers of the day don't want to do because they don't understand it. It's the power of God salvation by them bearing their cross. That's why everybody thinks like I'm foreign or something. What are you laughing at?
Everyone thinks you're foreign?
Oh, they think you're like, dude, foreign. Why are you so extreme? Because, well, I understand I'm a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but I also understand the power that comes with it, and so does your enemy, spoiling principalities and powers. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, but they did to their own demise.
Yeah, and I think this gospel is so foreign to most people that sit in church pews today because their pastors neglect to preach the truly the things that matter and those hot topics and those things that are important. And so when you hear it like this, it's like, whoa, this is like a flashlight in the eyes for most people who are used to be put asleep in church.
Let me go on when we get back. We're talking about Romans 13. We're going straight to the scriptures, friends. You tell me, 1-866-233-0747. Should the church be involved in politics? Absolutely. Of course. No contest. No doubt. You have to be. Because if you don't write them, then who's going to write them? They ain't. They become more evil. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. My TV, 1-855-905-MYTV.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, friends, if you would like to check out Sons of Liberty Media, go to Gun Control Dictator Style. Gun Control Dictator Style. I got a great response as well. We did a piece, Tim Brown did, from the Sons of Liberty Media here. He did a piece on the new Black Panthers leader, incites violence in Ferguson. You need to see the tattoos on this guy's face. Yeah. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. He's got Kill Whitey on his face, and he's calling for the murder of white folks and children, boys and girls. We got about 12,000 shares on that article alone. Great article. Chime in. Post your comments, friends. Again, we're just getting a great response over there right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The new Black Panthers, and also go to Guns Dictatorship Style, Gun Control Dictator Style. And just tell us what your thoughts are. Check out the website. I think you'll enjoy it. We got Pete calling from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie.
Yeah, I'm playing with my pet parrot right now, and I just look at how sweet and cute he is, and I think, oh, I wish the government could be that nice and gentle.
You want some?
You know, I mean, at least, you know, all he does is kick back and eat seed, and he doesn't trip and he doesn't complain. And at least he does what he has to do with the brain the Lord's given him. He eats seed, eat water, swing on his perch, and be nice. And even with our humongous brains, most people in the professed church are going to go along to get along, and are going to sing. They're going to sing wild worship, and they're not going to stand up on the authority we have. And hey, the other thing, okay, Romans 13. All right, I hate when some people in my little prayer group, they use it to justify tyranny. They say, yep. Oh, well, the Lord's ordained this to happen. I'm like, yeah, I believe in the Lord's sovereign grace, but God doesn't support that. Yes, he has used evil to destroy other evil and stuff, But you know what? Where it says, is there any sin with God? No, there's no sin with
that's
God.
That's right. That's
God
right.
Support that.
Thank you.
You know,
yep.
He might rise up a tyranny to punish people that are idolatrous and stuff.
That's right.
And that's what's happening. But you know what? Does that mean that he condones the evil things that the dictator's doing? Oh, no.
That's exactly right.
He expects the people to stand up. I think you're judged by what you leave undone, like you say.
Absolutely. Good for you, man, because yeah. I've heard some foolish people say, no, God creates sin. No, he did not create sin. God created evil. No, he did not. When man violates law, God has to bring in a remedy. And if you don't want to take his remedy through Jesus Christ through reconciliatory measures, then I'll tell you what, you're going to meet judgment. And it's also interesting, another point that you had made, you're exactly right. You have the professed church agreeing with the tyrannical ways of what they're doing. Let's go to the topic of abortion. They justify it. They say that there's nothing they can do about it. Then if that's the case, why when Pharaoh was killing off all the babies, why did he raise up a Moses? When in the New Testament, when Herod was killing all the babies, why did he raise up a Redeemer? He always brings...
You know what the thing is? The thing is that they don't want to hear that. They get mad when you do that. Like, you know, you heard of the clergy response teams from FEMA? Their main scripture that they twist is Romans 13.
Of course.
Yeah.
You can't just read one piece of the Bible without reading 5 or 10 other pieces that justify that. It's not doctrine unless you can back it up with multiple places. And it says in Corinthians, you're supposed to interpret spiritual things as spiritual. Don't give me that, Jack, that you're going to twist one thing and tell me that's doctrine. I'm a bad guy if I don't agree. Don't give me that. That's wrong.
Amen.
You know, it's so true.
Amen.
You're saying that. Actually, I just saw this post on
great
Facebook
point.
The other day.
Yep.
Thank you, Pete, for your call. I just saw this post on Facebook the other day, and it's like, you know, how modern-day people read the scriptures, and they had judge not circled,
yep.
And they had everything else blacked out, you know, like with a black
right.
highlighter.
Yep.
All the scriptural context around what was being said, they just picked out the two words that they liked that they could throw in someone else's
yeah.
face and say, yeah. I have to add, too, and
but,
I really...
But God's going to take care of it. God will take care of it, and that's exactly right. He'll judge this nation for
yep.
what this people in this country have ungratefully left off.
That's exactly right, and I'm so glad that you brought this up with the whole Romans 13 about how if you look at Daniel and you look at Elijah and you look at John the Baptist and you look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, all that you look at
Jesus
Moses.
Jesus called Herod the fox and told him,
yeah.
"You ain't going to do anything. A prophet's not going to perish in Jerusalem."
That's such a great point. Did Christ violate Scripture when he did that? No, because he never meant that you just unlawfully, just willfully submit to any tyrant or person who is an evil person. No, you submit to God. Obedient, you obey God, not man. It's better to obey God than to submit yourself to tyrants.
That's right. There was once a story of a merciful captain of a ship. Well,
oh, did you grab the wrong one?
I was just going to actually tell you the story about how we love Jesus so much and everybody on board the ship.
Oh, I can tell you that analogy.
It,
so basically, you know, there's a captain on a ship, and there's all these people on the ship with the captain. And all the people on the ship, they were lifting their hands and they're saying,
Praise
you, Captain. Oh, we love
praise
you, Captain. We worship you, Captain. And all around the ship that they were on, there were people drowning. They were losing their lives every
praise
single place
you,
they were.
Captain.
And rather than
praise
saying, oh,
you,
we
Captain.
Praise you, Captain, we love you, don't you think that their love for their captain would have been so much more demonstrated by obeying and taking heed to his commands to save those that were
drowning?
Yeah, jump
in the water and help those people that are destroyed,
you know, we have,
or destroyed, destroying themselves or are being destroyed.
You know, and we had this great picture in the bathroom in our office where you had people on a boat and they were doing their thing. They were, you know, two people were sitting there having dinner. Someone else was playing, you know, a game. They were doing all their fun little things in life. And around them, there were people who were reaching out because they were in the ocean and they were drowning and they were dying. We need to open our eyes to what's going on out there. And rather than saying, Lord, we love you, and lifting up our hands in praise and worship on Sunday morning, listen, praise and worship is honoring your God by being obedient to his commands. It's not to say, Lord, I love you, but I don't do those things you tell me to do. If we really love God, then we'll put it into practice.
Catherine Booth was right when she said a barracks is meant to be a place where real soldiers were fed and equipped for war, not a place to settle down in or a comfortable snuggery in which to enjoy ourselves. I hope that if ever they, our soldiers, the Christians, do settle down, God will burn their barracks over their heads.
Amen. And who better would know than that? When they're
totally.
Talking about the establishment of the Salvation Army, that's exactly what they were doing. They were an army for Christ on the march doing that which Christ had called them to do.
Back to my point, Romans chapter 13, should the church be involved in politics? Yep, if they were doing their job, we wouldn't have 57 million babies dead today, would we? Nope. See, they say that they're born of the Spirit of God, Romans 5. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. But we fail to see the fruit of that love they say that they're born of. And then when we go over to Proverbs 6, we see that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. But these people preach that we're not supposed to be involved in politics, and yet the babies are slaughtered in the womb, jihadist style, with their heads being cut off. And you have these criminals in the pulpits saying absolutely nothing about the crimes being committed against the innocent. Come on, friends. I can stop the radio show right there.
Yep.
This is sick. It's backwards. It's unscriptural, and it's ungodly. If we love God, then we'll do the things that God has commanded us to do, and that is to preserve life by enforcing the law, right? Let me go back to this, talking about Romans 13. Should the church be involved with politics? Of course they should. Let me ask you the question. Did John the Baptist violate God's principle of submission to authority when he publicly scolded King Herod for his infidelity? Can you imagine if the people in this country stood up and just gathered around the White House and said, you know what, we've had it with you, you're impeached, all your lies, all your violations, you're done for, and we're going to hold you after impeachment to accountability concerning the laws that you have violated concerning our constitutional republic? Can you imagine the signal that would send to every single individual? What did Thomas Jefferson say? When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. But when the government fears the people,
you have liberty.
You have liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that? Folks, that's the signal America needs to send. Not tomorrow, not the next day, not the next week, not the next month, not two more years of being violated. Okay? No. Today.
Yeah, that's
what's
going to
happen.
Right.
It's going to stop. Okay? Let me go on. Was it a violation of God's principles of submission to authority when John the Baptist publicly scolded King Herod for his infidelity? I have heard people say that John the Baptist was a fool. But Jesus said of John the Baptist that he's the greatest prophet born of women. Which one do you believe? Did Simon Peter and the apostles violate God's principle of submission to authority when they refused to stop preaching on the streets of Jerusalem? And by the way, when they were thrown in prison, wasn't it the Lord that sent forth the angels to release them from prison and tell them to go back out into the courts and preach the word of God? Yes, it was. Did Paul violate God's principle of submission to authority when he refused to obey those authorities who demanded that he abandon his missionary work? In fact, Paul spent almost as much time in jail as he did out of jail. Was Paul wrong? No, Paul was right. Remember that every apostle of Christ except John was killed by hostile civil authorities opposed to their endeavors. Those that would not be ruled by God. Christians throughout church history were imprisoned, tortured, or killed by who? Civil authorities of all stripes for refusing to submit to their various laws and prohibitions. So, do all of these Christian martyrs violate God's principles of submission to authority? And by the way, friends, namely you Christians out there, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, you better keep in mind there is blood sprinkled through every page of that book, for you are a blood-bought people. That is what redeems you back unto the Father through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the great propitiation. So even the great prophets and apostles and the writers of the Bible, including the writer of Romans chapter 13, understood that human authority, even civil authority, is limited. Wasn't Paul beheaded by civil authority? Why, yes, he was. So Paul makes it clear that our submission to civil authority must be predicated on more than fear of governmental retaliation, the way that they are putting you in position to do today. Well, actually, their retaliatory methods. Is that not what you're dealing with today? You're afraid of what they might do to you? Friends, you need to set the record straight. It's time that government, and good government agrees with everything I'm telling you right now, it's time that corruption in government fears what you're going to do to them. It's time that they begin to fear what you're going to do to them. Because this is what they don't want you to know. This is what they don't want you to hear. They don't want you to have this information, friends, because once you get a hold of it, it's all over for them little criminals that violate their oath every day of the week concerning we the people that fall into line with everything that this criminal administration is doing. I'll tell you what, friends, it's either going to be you winning the day by enforcing the law, or through judgment, you're going to learn one way or another. Hopefully it's the first rather than the latter. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela with OperationJerichoProject.com. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. He also reveals evidence of the anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community. And then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio and Operation Jericho Project in our mission to rescue our children from the government system. And let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Okay, so what we want to do here, friends, last segment, we want to bring forth a correlation of how the church is to be involved in politics. Keep in mind, again, God gave you rights. You gave authority and delegation over to those that represent we the people. That's how it operates. That's the operation and the methodology, Exodus 18:21. So, therefore, there are times when civil authority may need to be resisted. Either governmental abuse of power or the violation of conscience or both could precipitate civil disobedience. Of course, how and when we decide to resist civil authority is entirely a separate issue. So I'll reserve that discussion for another time, of course. But beyond that, we in the United States of America do not live under a monarchy. We have no king. There's no single governing official in this country. We have three branches of government. One cannot rule over the other. But what you're seeing today is just exactly the contrary. Consolidated power, which is dangerous, friends. America's supreme law does not rest with any man or any group of men, and nor do they have the right to violate law. Those that represent we the people. America's supreme law does not rest with the president, the Congress, or even the Supreme Court. And yes, Supreme Court members or judges can be removed for bad behavior. In America, the U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Under our laws, every governing official publicly promises to submit to the Constitution of the United States. So, Let's give it to you. This means that in America, the higher powers are not the men who occupy elected office. They are the tenets and principles set forth in the United States Constitution. Under our laws and form of government, it is the duty of every citizen, not just the preachers, might I add, including our elected officials, are to obey the United States Constitution. Therefore, this is how Romans chapter 13 reads to America. And to Americans, let every soul be subject unto the United States Constitution, for there is no Constitution but of God. The Constitution that be is ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the Constitution, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For the Constitution is not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the Constitution? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same, for the Constitution is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For the Constitution beareth not the sword in vain. For the Constitution is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this pay ye tribute also. For the Constitution is God's minister, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Filial, by the way. So, Christians, above all people, should desire their elected representatives to submit to the Constitution because it is the constitutional government that has done more to protect Christian liberties than any governing document ever devised by man. By the way, you also might want to have your preachers that don't believe they're supposed to be involved in politics read the founding documents and do a little homework, not on the revised version of who our forefathers were, but what our history lays out, and we can see the fruit of that.
Maybe say the Black Regiment as well might be a good idea.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Talking about heroes, yeah? So therefore, again, there is no dispute, friends, whatsoever, as to who we are, what we're about, just another branch on the tree we're talking about today. And to those preachers that don't want to preach the Word of God and say that they're not supposed to be involved in what's going on out there, it's time to lay the axe to the root of their tree. And just like corruption in the government, because of the corruption in the professed church, remove them. They have no business being there. They're not only derelict of duty, but it's treason. It's infidelity and oath in every sense of the word. It's treachery. They have not held up their oath before a just and a holy God. They know nothing of love. They know nothing of the Spirit of God. And I'll tell you what, if you want to fall back into the dark ages, go ahead and do that. And just do your best to close your eyes at what the reformers actually stood, fought, bled, and died for in many cases. Because if it wasn't for them doing what they did, we wouldn't be here talking about what we're talking about right now. To remain free, you must know your founding documents. No ifs, ands, or buts about
it. And
we
must do our job. It's like we have a job to do. It's as plain as the nose on your face, and there's so many things that are laid in front of us to do. And we need to make sure that we do our duty as unto God and not unto men. And we also make sure that we fear God before we fear the face of man, of
which
course
is the beginning of wisdom.
That's right.
To hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. Then you go over to Proverbs 6, so on and so forth. We got Tom calling from Maryland. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Good, guys. How are you?
Well, we're
good,
hanging
thank
in
you,
there.
Tom.
I can't help but wonder and think, and I'm sure it's crossed your mind as well, how different things would be in Ferguson, Missouri, if that community was God-fearing and had brought up their children to fear God's law. I think things would be much different. I don't think there would be a quote-unquote Ferguson, Missouri situation today if that were the case.
Amen.
You know, you're exactly right.
When I found that when Judeo-Christian principles, the ones on which this country were founded, are extracted, we're left open to all manner of illogical and evil, just ridiculous standards of acceptable behavior. We're left with, I would say, a shattered foundation that unless we quickly shore it up, you know, we risk every day the entire structure of our society collapsing. I think, you know, our society and culture is teetering on destruction right now. I think it has been for some time. And, again, getting back to Ferguson, Missouri, you know, the logical and just standards of law regarding one's presumed innocence pre-trial has been turned on its head, not to mention the standards of civilized behavior and common sense when it comes to character judgment. I've heard the decedent, Michael Brown, described as a gentle young man, a gentle giant, a good boy destined to do good. only to see after this recent video was released that he's anything but. And now those same people who described him as being so good say, in fact, well, he was a bully. Yeah, he was a thief. He was an intimidator, but he was just a kid. No, he wasn't just a kid. He was an adult. And his destiny, if he continued on those ways, was exactly what it turned out to be and is, dead in a box.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, too. When you talk about the situation in Missouri, you talk about raising up our children, it just reminds me of this week we were just highlighting what elementary students used to be taught in America. And I had to reflect when we were doing the show and say, listen, boy, how would America be different today if these same principles were still instilled into our children, the principle of obeying the commandments and loving God with your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you want someone looting from you in your business, you wouldn't do the same thing to them. If these principles were still taught today, America would be the difference between night and day. That's a great point.
Really quick, I want to interject this, Tom. It's interesting that this individual that was, well, it's been said that he was assaulting the cop. That's why the cop had killed him in Missouri. Well, now they're finding out that 24 hours before that, he was actually robbing a store. Did you see this?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's
with the release
crazy.
Of the video. Yeah, he was, you know, manhandling the clerk. He stole. And, of course, that figures into everything that's happening now. And I would have thought that when that was released, the community would take a step back and say, oh, maybe we got it wrong. But, in fact, they've doubled down, and they're actually saying, well, we're taking affront to what you've released. That doesn't matter. You're trying to smear the boy's character. He did that for himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
The proof is in the pudding. What are you talking about? It's on video.
It totally is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom, for the sake of time, we got to close it up again. We always appreciate when
you
give us a call in. Folks, we got, well, about 2 minutes left, so Stephanie, take it away.
Well, I wanted to say that we appreciate all of you listeners, and we appreciate all of you sons and daughters of Liberty out there. Really, we do. Those of you that give of your financial support to help us sustain and do what we do, we cannot say thank you enough, as we say in our advertising and our commercials, and we sincerely mean that. But for those of you that say, listen, I'd like some ways to get involved. I want to be able to fight for this country. I know that you always tell me that prevention is better than cure. How can I prevent some of these disastrous things from taking place? Well, one is you can go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the donate button to make a secure one-time donation. Or if you say, you know what, I want to become a son or daughter of liberty. I want to join in the march to change and take this country back. And I'm talking about going back to the old paths, not the new change we've been seeing. Become a son or daughter of liberty in one of four easy ways. And it's a way that you can kind of support on a month-to-month basis what we're doing as our foundation so we can be catapulted out into the United States of America. Another way you can help and get involved is go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You're going to be surprised. You're going to be uplifted. You're going to hear the problems, but you're also going to find the answers through Jesus Christ, and you're going to empower other people to do the same. Go read the articles, like them, share them, get the truth out. It only takes a spark to ignite a flame. So check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Or if you'd like to give us a call, go to 1-866. Pick up the phone, 233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I also want to highlight our many products. We've got CDs, T-shirts, you name it, we got it. Lots of different books. Our product of the week this week is our Sons of Liberty T-shirt. It's a great way to kind of have a walking billboard wherever you go. If you go to the fair, you go to the supermarket, you go to the gas station, we've got lots of good T-shirts and things and ways for you to get involved with the products that we have and get them in the hands of people that's hard for you to talk to. Everyone's got, you know, a family member or a coworker.
Everybody's got a family member, really?
No, let me finish. Everyone's got a family member, coworker, someone that's difficult for them to talk to. Make sure you just give them the word.
I was going to get this Samuel Adams quote in yesterday, and I failed to actually do that. Because
Monday morning. Well,
it's because you're so long-winded.
Oh, I'm so
sorry.
Folks,
you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We appreciate you callers. Love you by what we do. First down 318, and we will talk to you soon. See ya.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.